Morning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy,
Y'all ready, Joe? Where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody, and that includes Instagram thoughts, and I'll get into that. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we got stacks. We got the stacks. We got stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks. A lot of shit happened. A lot of shit happened over the weekend. A lot of stupid shit happened. And let's just jump right to it. First article we got here. Pastor, a Trump, anti-Trump pastor out at the famed Riverside Church after sex toy shopping spree. Reverend Dr. Amy Butler, the first woman to lead Manhattan's famed Riverside Church, lost her lofty post amid complaints that she brought ministers and a congregant on a sex toy shopping spree and then gave one of them an unwanted vibrator as a birthday gift. The Post has learned. On May 15th, Butler allegedly took two Riverside assistant ministers and a female congregant to a sex shop in Minneapolis called the Smitten Kitten during a religious conference, according to sources familiar with the out-of-town shopping excursion. Okay, the obvious thing is, imagine if this was a male pastor. Imagine. This would be a huge story, especially under the whole Me Too. The whole Me Too era. This guy would be, he's a creep, he's this. Hell, they went after Matt Lauer for buying unwanted sex toy presents to his female underlings. It's like, hello, are you kidding me? Like, I mean, it's fucking creepy as shit. So anyways, back to the article. At the store, the pastor bought $200 bunny-shaped blue vibrator called the Beaded Rabbit for one minister, a single mom of two, who was celebrating her 40th birthday as well as more pleasure gadgets for the congregant and herself. Whatever. The female minister didn't want the sex toy, but accepted it because she was scared not to not uh, not to sources said. Honestly, let me play devil's advocate with this one thing. A lot of women are very skittish over everything. They are extremely skittish. Like, you know, I'm afraid he scared me. Like, okay, I'm not going to take that seriously. That part I'm not going to take seriously because it's like, oh, I'm scared. I was scared I was going to get beaten up. Like, shut the fuck up. So anyways. So anyways, back to the article. Butler, who is known as Pastor Amy, and the others were visiting Minneapolis for the 27th annual Festival of Homiletics, a week-long conference at which the 49-year-old pastor presided over the closing worship service. You know, the thing is, she's an anti-Trump hater, so she probably brought up Trump's sexual allegations, not even charged, not even brought to court for anything, just he pushed me up against the wall and he kissed me. It wasn't rape, because rape has sexy connotations to it. What? Yet you're doing this stupid shit. You're doing this stupid shit. Like, honestly, I wouldn't go to a sex shop with someone I'm dating. I would only go to a sex shop with like someone that I'm in a serious, like, by dating I mean, you know, like a first date type thing, something that isn't serious. But if you're like in a serious committed relationship, marriage, you know, then I could see, you know, being a little naughty going to a sex shop. But you're not taking somebody you fucking work with. That's your fucking job, man. And then I bet you're the same type of bitch that would be like, start talking about sexual harassment. Men are sexually harassing people and shit. Like, you want me to... You know, you want me to fucking... You want to be taken seriously and talk shit about Trump. She's probably thrown Trump, you know, in our congregation. Like, Trump's going to burn in hell because he's horrible and he rapes women and shit like that, you know, and she's pulling this crap with people she works with. The balls, the fucking balls. Anyways, Butler, who is known as pastor at the worship service, neither assistant minister wanted to go to the raunchy store, and the male minister repeatedly told Butler they were uncomfortable. Butler said they didn't have to go, but they felt pressured and feared professional retaliation. A formal harassment claim was filed days later, prompting the church's lawyer to hire a third-party investigator who interviewed both assistant minister and subsequent and substantiated the claim, sources said. Dun, 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 dun. You know, and this really comes down to the point that I always heard. People usually accuse you of things they do themselves. That's what it is, because, like, really, when it comes down to it, the people that accuse Trump of doing shit, I think they should be investigated for those same exact crimes. Because, honestly, they're telling on themselves. He's a rapist, he went after children. Hey, Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein. So it's, you know, it fucking amazes. It really just fucking amazes me when it comes to this. Anyways, Butler's cushy 5-year contract, which is expired June 30th, paid her $25,000 annual salary and an $8,000 a month housing allowance and more than $55,000 in yearly pension contributions, according to documents obtained by the Post. Wow, isn't that a vow of poverty there? Even before the vibrator incident, the two parties were far apart on negotiations, as Butler's had hired a lawyer to help her try to score a $100,000 a year raise. So, I mean, but good news is the New York Knicks are looking to pick her up during her free agency to replace Carmelo for the 2019-2020 season. Honestly, they can't do any worse. Boom. Boom. So, that was a joke, by the way. Ooh, it's thunder. It's thunder. It's lightning. Goodness, it's storming out right now. Noise. So hold on, I gotta invite this dude to listen, to watch the show. Honestly, I have the chat going. If you guys want to call in the show, the number is 347-927-6824. Again, the number is 347-927-6824. Smash that like button however you are watching this show. If you want to text me, again, the number is 347-927-6824. I have the Skype open, which is at Crotch Shot Radio. Just one word. You guys can add me. And, oh, there we go. Let's do this. We got two people watching. Whoops, I shouldn't have said that shit out loud. But, yeah. So, if you guys, please, yeah. Invite your friends, invite your family. We got a lot of shit to talk about today, a lot of shit to cover. I'm going to probably go overtime. So I don't care. Anyways, a lot of, you know. Oh, God, I just love shitposting. I love shitposting so much. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this next article, I'm just sure it's just a whole big-ass troll that, you know, certain people are taking seriously. Apparently, you probably already heard, seen the memes, Storm Area 51. Apparently, there's this Facebook group that says, that's setting up an invasion on the military installation known as Area 51 on September 20th. And basically, if we Naruto run, we move faster than their bullets. The event description said, referencing a Japanese comic character known for his speed. Let's see them aliens. So you got these people, which, you know, a lot of people are thinking, it's not going to happen. It's just a fucking joke. I just love how this shit just catches real fast. It's not serious. But imagine. In fact, pretty soon I'm going to be talking about a girl whose eyes are so far apart. Some Instagram hoe whose eyes are so fucking far apart. She looked like she escaped from Area 51. And, you know, just to become an Instagram hoe. Okay. Like Hacksaw Jim Dugan. So, what we got going on here? Okay, next. Miley Cyrus, I've refused to have kids until climate change is resolved. Stop flying the private jet. Like, you know, the thing that kills me about these fucking stars, what the fuck are they doing that they're going green? They're not going green. They're not doing shit. They're still going in there. They're still in their very gas-guzzling cars. They take private jets everywhere. When they're on set, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of those trailers are not carbon footprint neutral, whatever. You want to help the environment, Miley? How's about you donate money to clean the ocean? That's a real environmental issue. Clean the ocean. Help get the plastics out the ocean. Fund something. But, you know, a lot of these liberals, they're like, oh, let someone else. Someone else has to do it. Someone else has to do it. No, roll up your fucking sleeves and do something. You're such a badass. I'm not having kids. First of all, who the fuck cares if you have kids or not? Am I fucking you? No, I'm not? Okay. It's not going to be my kid? Good. We don't want you passing off your genes anyways. No one cares. No one gives a shit. I mean, and plus, you know it's not real because this was the same bitch that said, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Ho, you're still here. You are still here. We know you're not serious. We know you don't got no conviction. This is more fucking virtue signaling like I spoke about last week. It is such a weak, lazy thing to do is to be a virtue signaler. It's like, look at me. I'm so virtuous. Oh, like, what the fuck? I'm so virtuous. I am such a good person. I look at me. I'm fighting for the little guy by not actually... At the same time, not actually risking any ching. Not risking a damn ching. Honestly, you want, like Gandhi says, you got to be the change you want to see in the world. You're so worried about the environment? Lead by example. You got all these followers that will fucking follow you. You got all these fans that will follow you. Go to the ocean. Go on a boat. Get tons of plastic out the ocean. Go to that garbage patch in the middle of the Pacific, and you know start mining for trash and get it out of there. Do something with the plastics. Resell them or whatever to like make products out of them. Like that one company that's doing it. They're taking trash out the ocean, and they just fund themselves by selling a $20 bracelet, whatever. Do something by example. You know there's a shit ton of trash. Go that you can you know it's like oh someone else got to do it. Someone else got to do it. It's only someone else. Okay, actor Liam Hemsworth and singer actress Miley Cyrus arrive on the red carpet at the U.S. premiere of. The feature film Paranoia, blah blah blah. Okay, by da 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 by da da ba. And Miley revealed in a new interview that she's waiting to have children until climate change is resolved. The 26-year-old pop singer told Elle magazine that she and her new husband, actor Liam Hemsworth, aren't having children until they're comfortable knowing that they will live on an Earth with fish in the water. Nature's female. When she's angry, don't fuck with her. Ugh. I hate this new age. You know, if you care about the environment, do something about it. But stop putting this new agey fucking spiritistic shit to it. Look, let's talk about real environmental issues. That's my point. Like global warming, then it's global cooling, then it's climate change, whatever. It's, man. So, we got, what else we got? I don't understand. Well, I do understand. It's virtual signaling. That's all it is. You just want to be like, oh my goodness, she's so conscious. She's so conscious of her shit. She's really good. She really understands where she's coming from. Yes, I totally get what she's doing. Like, no. So anyways, more from the stupid shit files. Sorry, I forgot to announce it. We're doing this. This is the stupid ass shit a stack here. Eating instant noodles can make babies gay, claims Indonesian politician. Indonesian politician made headlines as he gave out a rather bizarre statement how feeding instant noodles and milk formula to babies can turn them homosexual. During a city-run pregnancy seminar, the mayor of Indonesia, Tangerang City, Arif, I can't pronounce his name, to create Indonesian children that are healthy, smart, and competitive, the most important thing is from the beginning to provide them adequate nutrition, especially breastfeeding. True. True. So it's, according to the mayor of Tangerang City, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name. Due to most adults being busy with work, the parents would resort to feeding their children instant meals such as instant noodles and milk powder. He has claimed that these two would cause a negative impact on a child's development. So it's no wonder that recently there are more LGBT, the politician exclaimed. Honestly, I agree with him because most people I know that that eat in ramen noodles or instant noodles are just a bunch of fags. Oh, God, I'm going to get shut down. I'm going to get fucking shut down. So, what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't know what we're doing. Oh, man. City Council, New York City Council members want to be sure that city bike expansion includes low-income neighborhoods. Why? Because city bikes already end up in low-income neighborhoods because they get stolen from the rich neighborhoods. Let's cut the shit. That's it! That is it! Woo! We're on to the serious stack, but before we go, going to take a quick break because I gotta pee. I got to pee. Fuck it. This is Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid.
Love. game.
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We're back. This is the news bust down with Louie. We're busting down the news. So let us go back to doing this. Honestly, before I get to started with the other news, one thing that I forgot. Apparently everyone heard that that they are changing James Bond to a black woman. First of all, my first thought, one side, who gives a fuck? Fictional character, who cares? But on the other side of the coin, the other angle, why can't they come up with their own concept? Why can't they come up with their own characters? I forgot the name of this comedian, but he made the point. If you want more opportunities for minorities, women and minorities, create, come up with original stories. Why are you taking away iconic characters? Why are you changing iconic characters in order to appease people that don't want it? Look at female Ghostbusters. That shit bombed. It wasn't funny. It wasn't entertaining. It was rushed. They didn't, like, because basically, they're like, let's make all the Ghostbusters women. Done with the script. We're done with the script. We don't need to do much more. No more development needed. Let's just fuck this up. And if they don't like it, we'll call them bigots. If they don't like it, we'll have Milo Yiannopoulos deleted from Twitter. That's all we need to do. That's all we need to do. We don't have to have any real fucking scripts, any real fucking talent, because that's what they're going to do. Oh, we just made James Bond. James Bond is now a black female. Job done. We don't need to develop nothing. We don't need to develop nothing. We done with the script. No further development. No character development. No story. Nothing. No, it's gonna suck. And honestly, you think they're doing this to help minorities? You think they're doing this to represent us? No. No, they're not. They're doing it in order to to basically kill characters, to take away, to take shit away, because they're like, oh, it doesn't work. Let's throw the baby out with the bathwater. Instead of, like, I tend to think that a lot of these companies don't care about making money at all, at all, at all. They really don't. They don't care. They just come up with these. They just do this lazy shit. That's all they do. They just do this lazy shit, and they get mad. They get mad at people that they don't want to see it. Instead of giving us what we want, they don't give us what we want. They don't care. Hold on, what do we got? We got, no, okay, I don't know why is this beeping, but okay. But anyways, yeah, the female James Bond, I have no hope for it. I mean, but at the same point, I don't give a fuck about a Black Ariel. Like, who gives a shit? At the end of the day, who gives a flying fuck? And at the same time, okay, a black female James Bond. I don't give a fuck. I'm a fucking adult, man. I don't care anymore. I didn't even give a fuck about a black Mary Jane in Spider-Man. I don't give a fuck. Why should I care? Like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care no more. Like, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is like, come up with some new shit. Come up with, there are new ideas out there, but Hollywood doesn't want to take a fucking chance. They don't want to take a fucking chance. They would rather take a successful franchise and run it into the ground and piss off the fans. They would rather piss off the fans and continue to churn out bullshit after bullshit after bullshit than give us what we want. I don't want that shit. I don't want to have crap. Like, why? Like, tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Like, tell me. Honestly, yo, if you guys are watching on Facebook, because I'm broadcasting on multiple platforms. If you guys could text me at 347-927-6824, 347-927-6824, to tell me where you're watching it, because I'm trying to like monitor the streams on different places, because I'm going on three different platforms right now. I'm on YouTube, I am on Periscope, and I'm on Facebook somewhere. So, anyways, we got, oh man, thank you for the likes, thank you for hitting that like button. Please continue, please like and share however you're listening to it, but, alright, on to some of the serious ones. Armed anarchists and anti-fascists attempted to firebomb ICE facility in Tacoma, killed in confrontation with police. On Saturday, a man armed with a rifle and Molotov cocktails, or flares, according to reports, and angered by factually inaccurate portrayal of the facility, according to the company operating the facility, attempted to set fire to an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington. In a subsequent confrontation with police, the Antifa activist was killed, and some of his fellow activists called him a martyr for it. Nevertheless, the media has not reported any connection with Antifa, nor are they speculating about what may have motivated this man who made the attempt to set fire to the building amid a protest. In fact, a lot of Antifa groups on Twitter have came out in support of him. In fact, hold on. Let me see if I got the screenshot. Goodness. One day I'm going to be able to hook this up so that way I could show this to you live. Screenshots. Is this screenshot? No. Okay. We got... Oh, wait. Facebook? Okay, here it is. This is from the Direct Action Alliance on Facebook. The person's name, this is William Van Sporsen. He was killed by the Tacoma police on the morning of July 13th while attempting to destroy transportation infrastructure of an American Gestapo prison in Tacoma, Washington. As far as we know, he is the first American to die in an attempt to liberate the current internment concentration camps in the stolen lands of America. Oops. Okay, hold on. Let me. Oops, the number. Okay. Oh, okay. 347-927-6824. There we go. That's the number to call in. Yeah, I mean, they're calling this person a hero. And guess what? The transportation infrastructure had children on the fucking bus. There were children in the bus while that this dummy was throwing Molotov cocktails at. He came with a rifle. I'm sorry. You cannot come in here illegally and expect to be going free. The only thing you could expect is to be fed, to be relatively comfortable. But you broke the law to come in here. If you are coming in here for asylum, you come in through the port of entry. You apply. You do it legally. You can't just sneak in here. I don't care what you say. I don't care. Well, people, no one's illegal. Yes. Yes, you are. I can't just march into another country, take up residency without permission, without registering first, without paying taxes, without having something to contribute to that society. Most countries require that you have a degree. Oops. Hold on. Oh. Okay, I'm getting a text message. I guess this is about the female James Bond. I already covered it. No one gives a fuck. I don't give a fuck about it. Personally, I don't care. I don't care, but why don't you come up with new ideas? She's only taking the number 007. I don't care. Still, come up with new ideas. Come up with new ideas. She's taking the number. How's, like, why does it have to be part of the same universe? Oh, dry mouth. But anyways, yeah, back to the story. Antifa is just, this idiot attacked a bus full of children, throwing Molotov cocktails at it. Like, Antifa just doesn't fucking think. Because all of it is fucking virtue signaling. Virtue signaling, it, like, when it comes to the left, it is the root of all evil. When it comes to the left, is virtue signaling. They don't want to do any type of real work, any type of real legwork. They want to get violent. And honestly, I highly encourage Antifa to start getting more violent. I highly encourage you. Go ahead. Start picking a fight. Keep pushing us. Keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. Keep fucking punching out gay Asian reporters. Keep doing sucker punches. Keep bringing your weapons. And honestly, fuck around and find out. You're gonna find out real hard. I mean, and some of you have already found out what happens when you keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. Like, honestly. One dude keeps pissing me off every time I see him on YouTube. And honestly, I've called him out on this show. Luis Marquez. From one Latino to another. When I'm finally in Portland, Oregon. In Seattle. Seattle is a mutual combat state. Well, Washington is a mutual combat state. I formally challenge you to a fight. Formally. But I know you won't take it because you're a pussy. You like to hide behind people, spit, and then run away. Like, I don't understand even in your best scenario, what good would come from your form of government. Well, you don't want a government. You want anarchy. You want to be able to freaking steal other people's shit. That's pretty much what it is. It's you'll see someone growing their own food, and you would rather go steal all their food, let their family starve while you eat off of their labor. That's really what it's about. And now you're taking it up to terrorism. And I'm hoping a society as a whole starts waking up and be like, oh, whoa, they're going too far. Like, finally, I hope they start seeing, no, you're going, and then you're encouraging this. You're encouraging this, saying, oh, he was a comrade, blah, 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 blah. No, he was a fucking puss. He fucked around and he found out, and now he's dead. Good riddance. Ha ha! You know, you like to laugh when one of our guys dies from natural causes. Ha ha! Another idiot bites the dust. Ha ha! There you go. See you in hell, schmuck face. All right. You're not a martyr. You're an idiot. And honestly, Alexandria Nina Pinta Santa Maria Cortez Pendeja Sucia, the third, she's the one that started this. Oh, they're in concentration camps. They're drinking from toilets. You know, on like, okay, all right. Another thought just came to mind. All right, this is where I lie back, take the mic, and start talking to it. This just fucking hit me. The revolution will not be televised. Look at what's going on in Puerto Rico right now. So, I mean, when it comes to Alexandria Nina Pinta Santa Maria Cortez the Third, Pendeja Sucia, she's like, well, they're drinking out of toilets. They're in cages. They're in concentration camps. All right. You don't want to be in a concentration camp? Don't come here. Easy. Honestly, this should at least be a fucking deterrent. Even her boyfriend Bernie Sanders says we shouldn't have open borders. We can't handle all these people. We can't take care of all these people. We can't. Even your boy Bernie says we can't. But now we got a virtue signal. First of all, why are our politicians catering to non-Americans that don't vote and don't pay taxes? Why are we catering to them? And honestly, and if you're so worried about migrant, are these illegal immigrants, and I'm just going to say they're illegal immigrants because they're breaking in. They're breaking and entering. How's about you take them into your house? How's about you take care of them? No, we don't got the money. No. Then shut the fuck up. Honestly, reminds me when I was a little kid, there was this baby crying. And I'm like, oh, don't cry. Your mommy's going to buy you a present if you behave. My mom was like, are you going to give the money to get them a present? No, I don't got money. Then shut up. Simple as that. Now you're activating these people to try to get violent. Fucking about to like invade Area 51, running at you like Naruto, doing the Naruto run at you. And they're going to fucking find out. Brrrah! Whoops. All right. Fuck around and find out. Brrrah! Goodbye. Doon, doon, doon. Another Antifa bites the dust. Doon. Honestly, I bet that was cheaper than freaking taking them out. Giving them the Pinoche helicopter ride and drop them off into the ocean. Start the rotors, load the leftist scum, drive them from their cities. I gotta play that song. Start the rotors. So... Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Let me read these texts. Let me read these texts. All right, hold on. They pay taxes. What in the world? We fighting Louis B. Louis B. the fifth estimate. IRS estimates they pay about 6 million. There's 6 million immigrants file individual income tax returns each year. Research revenue. Yeah, but how are they paying taxes? How are they getting income taxes back if a lot of them are working under the table illegally? So, immigrants pay federal, state, and local taxes.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Look, my other sister in California, she's a Democrat. She's part of a Democrat caucus. She tells me how a lot of them have multiple IDs and they take advantage. They take by advantage that like unfair advantage in the welfare. Because they have all these false state, and on top of that, they get the Medicaid, and of course, they get to send their kids to school for free. It's like they get more than they put in. If they're even paying any taxes, they get paid more than what they put in. So I don't want to hear that nonsense. I mean, which is why LA schools are fucking failing. But no, Ocasio-Cortez pressed about terrorist attack on ICE facility. Here's her response. Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Sucia Pendeja has repeatedly refused to condemn the far-left terror attack on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Tacoma, Washington, over the weekend, which comes after she has repeatedly demonized the agency. A man who identified himself as part of the far-left extremist group Antifa was armed with a rifle and incendiary devices that he was tossing at the Northwest Detention Center early Saturday morning. The attacker repeatedly called the facility's concentration camps in a manifesto that was obtained by the local media outlet. The media has repeatedly tried to tie the manifesto of white nationalists to President Donald Trump, suggesting that he was somehow responsible for the attacks on synagogues and on a mosque. The media has not held Ocasio-Cortez to the same standard, even though she single-handedly interjected the concentration camp rhetoric into U.S. politics. The Rebel, a conservative publication based out of Canada, pressed Ocasio-Cortez about the issue on Monday in Washington, D.C. Ocasio-Cortez was asked about her rhetoric and whether she would condemn the attack. Ocasio refused to answer the question. And, you know, honestly, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, it's Trump's fault because of his rhetoric, First of all, unless you're a retard, you understand the context of what the president says. You understand he does not mean you go out and start being racist. You have retards out there that have their own freaking bigotry to them already. And they're like, oh my goodness, I feel justified because they're retarded. But most normal people don't think, oh, wait, the president says illegals are this. Let's go kill some Mexicans. No. It's more like, let's really think about it. If you are for illegal immigration, if you're for allowing illegal immigration, you are for slavery. Because these people get paid under the table. They get paid less than minimum wage a lot of times. You're for slavery. Because a lot of these people, they live in horrendous conditions. They live like what? A lot of times they stuff themselves into one bedroom apartments. They live like animals. How is that fair? And when the first migrant caravan was coming, they were saying, "Oh, we want to go back because we miss Dave and Buster's. We don't have a Dave and Buster's. Oh, I miss playing my PlayStation." Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, it's like I don't understand. This is my broadcast. This is how I broadcast. This is how I broadcast before I started doing video. Oh God, I miss doing it on Spreaker. But what time is it? Do I have time? Fuck it. Let me Ice Bay. I'm not even gonna talk about Ice Bay. Fuck it. But anyways, so fuck around and find out, Antifa. You're going to lose. Whether we find out that that you are, whether you are finally classified as a terrorist group, finally. Because the Proud Boys don't do that shit. The Proud Boys don't do that nonsense. And if they were, they get kicked out. They get disavowed immediately. If they were to do that shit. They're like, no. This is not what we do. Anyways, I want to end this with this. This had kind of happened today, and I had to write something about it. But I'm really getting tired of these fucking Instagram thoughts that I'm an Instagram model that don't have any real fucking talent other than fucking taking pictures of their asses and thongs. You know, because that's apparently their only value in life. They don't have the brain. They don't have no heart. Their personalities are shit, but they want to fucking model ass. So, you know, they get all these thirsty dudes to be like, "Oh my God, Ma, you thick thighs. Oh my God, you're so hot." Da, 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 da. And they start feeling themselves. And then it's like, "Oh, I want to do," they start doing comedy bits. And look, I'm a comedian. I think all things should be joked about. I think you should be free to make whatever joke you want. But at least try to make a joke. At least try to put some fucking effort. The chicken question, I actually tried to get her on the show because of her stupid fucking views on dating, on how she... she basically has a new, she breaks up with a boyfriend. She's like, "Oh, I'm single," but she has a boyfriend the next day. She has one guy that buys her tickets to these exotic places. She has another guy that pays her bills. And she, "Oh, I'm a success," because you're a hoe. And then now you're trying to do comedy skits. Basically, the skit, she's walking down the block and some dude is like hopping up and down like a fucking chimpanzee, staring at her ass, going, "Yo, yo," jumping up and down like a ho, like a ho. Like that's her skills. It's basically showing off her ass. That's her main skill. Hold on. I'm getting text messages like a motherfucker. motherfucker. Oh man. Okay, that's a discussion for a later date. But anyways, back to this. So he's jumping up and down like a chimpanzee, and that's the joke. That's the joke. So I simply just commented, how is this funny? And I'm speaking as someone that I sit down, I fucking type out jokes. I rock my brain over jokes. I go to open mics to test them out. I work on concept. There's even some concepts that I haven't even finished that I've been working on for years, trying to see how I'm going to make them funny. What's the fucking combination? This chick, the joke is, I have a fat ass and guys freaking like girls with fat asses. Ha ha ha. Okay, it's been done. And you're not even doing it well. So she gets mad and she's like, I'm not a comedian. And I'm like, well, then stay in your lane. You don't see me trying to model thongs. And she got upset and she's like, I'm going to block you. You're fat. Nah, no one likes your fat ass. You know, that whole. And so she deletes the conversation, of course, because there were some people actually siding with me. And of course, you had the thirsty dudes that the captain save a host. I will save you, m'lady. You are very beautiful. I found it funny. I'm Captain Save-A-Ho. And the whole tears. Captain Save-A-Ho, he's a hero. Gonna save this hoe from this. Damn it, that means I'm a zero. Fuck. I fucked my shit up. I'm Captain Save-A-Ho, and by your hoe powers combined, I am Captain Save-A-Ho. It was like, come on. Like, at least fuck it. Like, it takes a lot of work. And it also, like, honestly, and then looking at it from another standpoint, it also makes a mockery of female comics that put in work to develop their style, to develop their voice, and what? You just come and your whole preparation for a joke is, it's me in a thong just jiggling my ass up the block as guys go crazy. Really? Really? I mean, and I've been debating whether to even discuss this because she's done other fucking skits where she's like walking up this block and wearing skimpy clothing and another woman says something and she's like, oh, I fucked your man. Okay. And they beat her up. Boy, they fake beat her up. Like, I need to know who the fuck writes this shit because Because honestly, I think it's her. I don't think she's even smart enough to fucking write these fucking skits. I fucking highly doubt that. It's some fucking, like, here's the joke. She has a fat ass. I mean, and the only reason why I'm getting kind of offended is because, like, I fucking put in work on my fucking jokes. And, you know, and I didn't even go that hard. I'm like, how is this funny? Now, how is this fucking funny? How is this funny? Again, I try to get her on the show because, you know, she's kind of retarded. You know, her only value to society, which in a few years will diminish. And there was some commenters on there saying that she has a fake ass. So whatever. It's whatever. I don't know. So Like, I mean, if you're going to do something, at least try to do it right. At least put a little fucking effort. Because, I mean, if they're, like, don't ever assume something is easy. Because you're just making a mockery out of people that actually bust their ass or at least trying. Like, comedy is not easy. It's not easy. There are times that I just want to fucking quit. But then I get the bug again and it's like, oh, God, I love making people laugh. But, oh, my God, I'm just annoyed by all these fucking Instagram whores, all these former prostitutes. Oh, well, yeah, former porn stars. Oh, we're going to go into comedy. Like, you're not funny. Stay in your fucking lane. Like, you have, you, like, look. Just model your ass. Just wear that fucking thong. Wear the shit out of that thong. That's what you're good at. Even though you look like an alien whose eyes are so far apart, you look like you escaped from Area 51. Like, don't give me that shit. And honestly, guys, can you stop being so fucking thirsty? Stop it. Stop fucking saving these hoes, because then they get their they get fucking gassed and they think they can talk shit. Stop it. Like, honestly, guys, can we stop fucking giving women that you're not fucking, that you're not married to, that you're not in a relationship with, that she wants nothing to do with you, but she will take that free trip? Because honestly, that's what this chick has done. She's like, oh, I'm not fucking him, but he better buy me that plane ticket. So, oh, hold on.
Who's calling me?
What the hell? Hold on. This might be a prank call. Oh, missed the call. Oh shit, that was Gabe. Oh wait, no, was that Gabe? All right, you know what? Let's do this. Let's call Gabe. Let's call Gabe. So, anyways, yeah. Let me call Gabe. Gabe wants to call in. Mi corazón está abierto. Me tengo que cerrar.
Okay.
Yep, calling Gabe.
Let me get him in on this.
He's probably not going to recognize the number. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. He's probably not going to recognize the number. That's why he's not picking up.
Hello.
Hey, Gabe, what's up? You're on live.
What's up?
It's me, Louis B.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up? You're on live. I'm in the middle of doing the podcast.
Nice. I'm in the middle of picking somebody up and dropping them home in the rain.
Ah, all right. So, no, I saw that you called. Thought I'd give you a
call. Well, you know what the hell? Why not? What's going on?
Oh, basically, I was kind of, I talked about the Antifa terrorists, but now I'm talking about Instagram thoughts thinking they could do comedy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got
Instagram?
Yeah, I got into a flame war with this Instagram thought, because I commented on a video that she did, and I simply just asked, how is this funny? And she got triggered.
She wanted to know how her comedy was funny when it wasn't comedy?
No, I commented, how is this funny?
And apparently, what was it? As far as the thing she was trying to accomplish.
Basically, she's walking down the block with her ass jiggling and some dude is jumping up and down like a baboon.
Really? I mean, won't you see that like in any kind of crappy neighborhood? People dress like that?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It sounds like a normal day in like a pretty bad neighborhood to me.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell do I know? I guess somebody gave her the memo.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, and she's like, I'm not a comedian. I'm like, okay, but you're doing comedy.
You're right about that.
Like, I'm not a comedian. I never said I was funny. I'm not a comedian. Okay, yeah, but then stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You don't see me modeling thongs. I wanted to get, like, I knew this girl since she was a little girl. And she's on Snapchat. She likes to talk about how basically how to scam men. Like how men.
That sounds like a typical thing.
Yeah. Like how men are not shit, that if they don't make a certain if they don't make at least $1 million a year, they can't date her. Yet she
really?
Yeah. But she's constantly having random men pay to pay her way to go to exotic locations.
Wow.
Yeah. So and I'm like,
she wants to walk around and, and you know, she thought it was funny walking around with, like her ass jiggling out and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
While a guy's pretty much like jumping up and down like a baboon going, yo, you know, just staring at her ass. And I'm like, okay. How is this funny? Where's the setup? Where is the punchline? Where is it? What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, I guess it's funny in her head.
I guess so. I mean, it's funny in her head, plus all these other dudes that want to fuck her that will never get a chance to fuck her.
Well, she don't understand that. No, I guess she does because she's just trying to make some money, right?
I don't know who the fuck's paying for this shit because I know I'm not.
Well, we know you're not.
Yeah, I mean, and she's
you're,
like...
You're smart enough to know that.
She's like, and then she's like, oh, but you were begging to have me on your show. I'm like, yeah, because you have shitty fucking views on dating, and I wanted my fucking listeners to laugh at your stupid ass.
Oh, man, that's great.
And that's when she freaking blocked me and deleted...
She must have lost her shit after that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, she freaking blocked me and she delete. She's like, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to delete this whole thing. I'm going to delete this whole thread so that way you don't get no press off of me.
What the hell is this? All three lights are on.
Oh.
Wow. This is crazy.
All right.
I guess I'm going to make the decision here.
Yep.
The red, the...
All right, so Gabe, let me.
Yellow,
all right, let
and
Gabe.
Green light are all on in the truck. All
right, so that was Gabe. You know, it's just stop being fucking thirsty. Long story short, you know, we got these idiots, we got dummies. It's great. That's great. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Where is it? Where's the ending? Ending? Where's the ending?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, where are they? Oh, here it is. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.